To-do items. 22. When going out, ask if there's anything she wants you to pick up at the store. And then, remember to pick it up. 23. Let her know when you're planning to take a nap or leave. 24. Give her 4 hugs a day. 25. Call her from work to ask how she is, or to share something exciting, or simply to tell her, I miss you or I love you. 26. Tell her I love you at least a couple of times every day. 27. Make the bed and clean up the bathroom. 28. If she washes your socks, turn your socks right side out so she doesn't have to. 29. Notice when the trash is full and then empty it. 30. When you're out of town, call to leave a telephone number where you can be reached and to let her know you arrived safely. 31. Wash your car. 32. Wash your car and clean up the interior before a date with her. 33. Wash before having sex, or put on a cologne if she likes that. 34. Take her side when she's upset with someone. 35. Offer to give her a back or neck or foot massage, or all three. 36. Make a point of cuddling or being affectionate sometimes without being sexual. 37. Be patient when she's sharing. Never look at your watch. 38. Don't flick the remote control to different channels when she's watching TV with you. Instead, at the commercial break, put it on mute, turn your chair, and talk about the show. 39. Display affection in public. 40. When holding hands, don't let your hand go limp. 41. Learn her favorite drinks so you can offer her a choice of the ones that you know she already likes. 42. Suggest different restaurants for going out. Don't put the burden of figuring out where to go on her. 43. Get season tickets for the theater, symphony, opera, ballet, or some other type of performance that she likes. 44. Create occasions when you can both dress up. 45. Be understanding when she's late or decides to change her outfit. 46. Pay more attention to her than to others in public. 47. Make her more important than the children. Let the children see her getting your attention first and foremost. 48. Buy her a little present, like a small box of chocolates or perfume. 49. Buy her an outfit. Take a picture of your partner along with her sizes to the store and let them help you select it. 50. Take pictures of her on special occasions. 51. Take short romantic getaways. 52. Let her see that you carry a picture of her in your wallet and update it from time to time. 53. When staying in a hotel, have them prepare the room with something special, like a bottle of champagne or sparkling apple juice or flowers. 54. Write a note or make a sign on special occasions, such as anniversaries and birthdays. 55. Offer to drive the car on long trips. 56. Drive slowly and safely, respecting her preferences. After all, she's sitting powerless in the front seat. 57. Notice how she's feeling and comment on it. You look happy today, or you look tired, and then ask a question like, how was your day? 58. When taking her out, study in advance the directions so that she doesn't have to feel responsible to navigate. 59. Take her dancing or take dancing lessons together. 60. Surprise her with a love note or poem. 61. Treat her in ways you did at the beginning of the relationship. 62. Offer to fix something around the house. Say, what needs to be fixed around here? I have some extra time. Don't take on more than you can do. 63. Offer to sharpen her knives in the kitchen. 64. Buy some super glue to fix things that are broken. 65. Offer to change light bulbs as soon as they go out. 66. Help with recycling the trash. 67. Read out loud or cut out sections of the newspaper that would interest her. 68. Write out neatly any phone messages you may take for her. 69. Keep the bathroom floor clean and dry it after taking a shower. 70. Open the door for her. 71. Offer to carry the groceries. 72. Offer to carry heavy boxes for her. 73. On trips, handle the luggage and be responsible for packing it in the car. 74. If she washes the dishes or it's her turn, offer to help scrub the pots or other difficult tasks. 75. Make a to-fix list and leave it in the kitchen. When you have extra time, do something on that list for her. Don't let it get too long. 76. When she prepares a meal, compliment her cooking. 77. When listening to her talk, use eye contact. 78. Touch her with your hands sometimes when you talk to her. 79. Show interest in what she does during the day, in the books she reads, and the people she relates to. 80. When listening to her, reassure her that you're interested by making little noises like, aha, uh-huh, oh, hmm-hmm, or hmm. 81. Ask her how she's feeling. 82. If she's been sick in some way, ask for an update and ask how she's doing or feeling. 83. If she's tired, offer to make her some tea. 84. Get ready to go to sleep together and get in bed at the same time. 85. Give her a kiss and say goodbye when you leave. 86. Laugh at her jokes and humor. 87. Verbally say thank you when she does things for you. 88. Notice when she gets her hair done and give a reassuring compliment. 89. Create special time to be alone together. 90. Don't answer the phone at intimate moments or if she's sharing vulnerable feelings. 91. Go biking together. 92. Organize and prepare a picnic. Remember to bring a picnic cloth. 93. If she handles the laundry, bring the clothes to the cleaners or offer to do the wash. 94. Take her for a walk without the children. 95. Negotiate in a manner that shows her that you want her to get what she wants and you also want what you want. Be caring and don't be a martyr. 96. Let her know that you missed her when you went away. 97. Bring home her favorite pie or dessert. 98. If she normally shops for the food, offer to do the food shopping or at least join her. 99. Eat lightly on romantic occasions so that you don't become stuffed and tired later. 100. Ask her to add her thoughts to this list. And 101. Leave the bathroom seat down. The magic of doing little things. It's magic when a man does little things for his woman. It keeps her love tank full and the score even. When the score is even, or almost even, a woman knows she's loved, which makes her more trusting and loving in return. When a woman knows she's loved, she can love without resentment. Doing little things for a woman is also healing for a man. In fact, those little things will tend to heal his resentments as well as hers. He begins to feel powerful and effective because she's getting the caring she needs. Both are then fulfilled. What a man needs. Just as men need to continue doing little things for a woman, she needs to be particularly attentive to appreciate the little things he does for her. With a smile and a thanks, she can let him know he scored a point. A man needs this appreciation and encouragement to continue giving. He needs to feel he can make a difference. Men stop giving when they feel they're being taken for granted. A woman needs to let him know that what he's doing is appreciated. This doesn't mean that she has to pretend that everything is now perfectly wonderful because he's emptied the trash for her, but she can simply notice he's emptied the trash and say, thanks. Gradually, more love will flow from both sides. What a man needs a woman to accept. A woman needs to accept a man's instinctive tendencies to focus all his energies into one big thing and minimize the importance of the little things. By accepting this tendency, it will not be as hurtful to her. Rather than resenting him for giving less, she can constructively work with him to solve the problem. She can repeatedly let him know how much she appreciates the little things he's done for her, and that he works hard and attentively. She can remember that his forgetting to do the little things doesn't mean he doesn't love her, but that he's become too focused on big things again. Instead of fighting him or punishing him, she can encourage his personal involvement by asking for his support. With more appreciation and encouragement, a man will gradually learn to value the little things as well as the big. He'll become less driven to be more and more successful and begin to relax more and spend more time with his wife and family. Redirecting energy and attention. I remember when I first learned to redirect my energies into the little things. When Bonnie and I were first married, I was almost a workaholic. In addition to writing books and teaching seminars, I had a counseling practice for 50 hours a week. In the first year of our marriage, she let me know again and again how much she needed more time with me. Repeatedly, she would share her feelings of abandonment and hurt. Sometimes she'd share her feelings in a letter. We call this a love letter. It always ends with love and includes feelings of anger, sadness, fear, and sorrow. Later, we'll explore more deeply the methods and importance of writing these love letters. She wrote this love letter about my spending too much time at work. Dear John, I'm writing you this letter to share with you my feelings. I don't mean to tell you what to do. I just want you to understand my feelings. I'm angry that you spend so much time at work. I'm angry that you come home with nothing left for me. I want to spend more time with you. It hurts to feel like you care more about your clients than me. I feel sad that you're so tired. I miss you. I'm afraid you don't want to spend time with me. I'm afraid of being another burden in your life. I'm afraid of sounding like a nag. I'm afraid my feelings are not important to you. I'm sorry if this is hard to hear. I know you're doing your best. I appreciate how hard you work. I love you, Bonnie. After reading her feelings of neglect, I realized that I truly was giving more to my clients than I was to her. I would give my undivided attention to my clients and then come home exhausted and ignore my wife. When a man overworks, I was ignoring her not because I didn't love her or care for her, but because I had nothing left to give. I naively thought that I was doing the best thing by working hard to provide a better life, more money, for her and our family. Once I understood how she felt, I developed a plan for solving this problem in our relationship. Instead of seeing 8 clients a day, I started seeing 7. I pretended that my wife was my 8th client. Every night I came home an hour earlier. I pretended in my mind that my wife was my most important client. I started giving her that devoted and undivided attention I'd give to a client. When I arrived home, I started doing little things for her. The success of this plan was immediate. Not only was she happier, but I was too. Gradually, as I experienced being loving for the ways I could support her and our family, I became less driven to become a great success. I started to slow down, and to my surprise, not only our relationship, but also my work flourished, becoming more successful without having to work so hard. I found that when I was succeeding at home, my work reflected that success. I realized that success in the work world was not achieved through hard work alone. It was also dependent on my ability to inspire trust in others. When I felt loved by my family, not only did I feel more confident, but others trusted and appreciated me more. How a woman can help. Bonnie's support played a big part in this change. In addition to sharing her honest and loving feelings, she was also very persistent and asking me to do things for her, and then giving me a lot of appreciation when I did them. Gradually, I started to realize how wonderful it is to be loved for doing little things. I was relieved from feeling that I had to do great things and big things to be loved. It was a revelation. When women give points. Women possess the special ability to appreciate the little things of life as much as the big things. This is a blessing for men. Many men strive for greater and greater success because they believe it will make them worthy of love. Deep inside, they hunger for love and admiration from others. They don't know that they can draw that love and admiration to them without having to be a greater success. A woman has the ability to heal a man of this addiction to success by appreciating the little things he does. But she may not express appreciation if she doesn't understand how important it is to a man. She may let her resentments get in the way. Healing the resentment flu. Women instinctively appreciate the little things. The only exceptions are when a woman doesn't realize a man needs to hear her appreciation or when she feels the score is uneven. When a woman feels unloved and neglected, it's hard for her to automatically appreciate what a man does do for her. She feels resentful because she's given so much more than he has. This resentment blocks her ability to appreciate the little things he does do. Resentment, like getting the flu or a cold, is not healthy. When a woman is sick with resentment, she tends to negate what a man has done for her because, according to the way a woman keeps score, she's done so much more. When the score is 40 to 10 in favor of the woman, she may begin to feel very resentful. Something happens to a woman when she feels she's giving more than she's getting. Quite unconsciously, she subtracts his score of 10 from her score of 40 and concludes the score in their relationship is 30 to 0. This makes sense mathematically, and it's understandable, but it doesn't work. When she subtracts his score from her score, he ends up with a 0, and he's not a 0. He's not given 0. He's given 10. When he comes home, she has a coldness in her eyes and in her voice that says, he's a 0. She's negating what he's done. She reacts to him as if he's given nothing. But from his side, he's given 10. The reason a woman tends to reduce a man's points this way is because she feels unloved. The unequal score makes her feel that she isn't important. Feeling unloved, she finds it very difficult to appreciate even the 10 points he can legitimately claim. Of course, this isn't fair, but it's how it works. What generally happens in a relationship at this point is that the man feels unappreciated and loses his motivation to do more. He catches the resentment flu from her. She then continues to feel more resentful, and the situation gets worse and worse. Her resentment flu gets worse. What she can do. The way of solving this problem is to understand it compassionately from both sides. He needs to be appreciated while she needs to feel supported. Otherwise, their sickness gets worse. The solution to this resentment is for her to take responsibility. She needs to take responsibility for having contributed to her problem by giving more and letting the score get so uneven. She needs to treat herself as if she has the flu or a cold and take a rest from giving so much in the relationship. She needs to pamper herself and allow her partner to take care of her more. When a woman feels resentful, she usually will not give her partner a chance to be supportive. Or if he tries, she'll negate the value of what he's done and give him another 0. She closes the door to his support. By taking responsibility for giving too much, she can give up blaming him for the problem and start a new scorecard. She can give him another chance, and with her new understanding, improve the situation. What he can do. When a man feels unappreciated, he stops giving support. A way he can responsibly deal with the situation is to first understand that it's hard for her to give points for his support and appreciate him when she's sick with resentment. He can release his own resentment by understanding that she needs to receive for a while before she can give again. He can remember this as he attentively gives his love and affection in little ways. For a while, he should not expect her to be as appreciative as he really deserves and needs. It helps if he takes responsibility for giving her the flu because he's neglected to do the little things that she needs. With this foresight, he can give without expecting much in return until she recovers from her resentment flu. Knowing that he can solve this problem will also help release him from his resentment as well. If he continues giving and she focuses on taking a rest from giving and focuses on receiving his support with love, the balance can be quickly restored. Why Men Give Less. A man rarely intends to take more and give less, yet men are notorious for giving less in relationships. Probably you've experienced this in your relationships. Women commonly complain that their male partner starts out more loving and then gradually becomes passive. Men also feel unfairly treated. In the beginning, women are so appreciative and loving, and then they become resentful and demanding. This mystery can be understood when we realize men and women keep score differently. There are 5 major reasons a man stops giving. They are 1. Martians idealize fairness. A man focuses all his energies into a project at work and thinks he's just scored 50 points. Then he comes home and sits back, waiting for his wife to score her 50 points. He doesn't know that in her experience, he's only scored 1 point. He stops giving because he thinks he's already given more. In his mind, this is the fair and loving thing to do. He allows her to give 50 points worth of support to even the score. He doesn't realize that his hard work at the office scores only 1 point. His model of fairness can work only when he understands and respects how women give 1 point for every gift of love. This first insight has practical applications for both men and women. They are, for men, remember that for a woman, big things and little things score 1 point. All gifts of love are equal and equally needed, big and small. To avoid creating resentment, practice doing some of the little things that make a big difference. Don't expect a woman to be satisfied unless she gets an abundance of the little expressions of love as well as the big. For women, remember that men are from Mars. They're not automatically motivated to do the little things. They give less not because they don't love you, but because they believe they've already given their share. Try not to take it personally. Instead, repeatedly encourage their support by asking for more in a non-demanding way. Don't wait until you desperately need his support or until the score is greatly uneven to ask. Don't demand his support. Trust that he wants to support you, even if he needs a little encouragement. 2. Venusians idealize unconditional love. A woman gives as much as she can and only notices that she's received less when she's empty and spent. Women don't start out keeping score like men do. Women give freely and assume men will do the same. As we've seen, men are not the same. A man gives freely until the score, as he perceives it, gets uneven, and then he stops giving. A man generally gives a lot and then sits back to receive what he's given. When a woman is happy giving to a man, he instinctively assumes she's keeping score and he must have more points. The last thing he would consider is that he's given less. From his vantage point, he would never continue giving when the score became uneven in his favor. He knows that if he's required to give more when he feels he's already given a greater amount, he'll definitely not smile when he gives. Keep this in mind. When a woman continues to give freely with a smile on her face, a man assumes the score must be somewhat even. He doesn't realize that Venusians have the uncanny ability to give happily until the score is about 30-0. These insights also have practical application for both men and women. For men, remember that when a woman gives with a smile on her face, it doesn't necessarily mean the score is even or close to even. For women, remember that when you give freely to a man, he gets the message the score is even. If you want to motivate him to give more, then gently and gracefully stop giving more. Allow him to do little things for you. Encourage him by asking for his support in little ways and then appreciating him. 3. Martians give when they're asked. Martians pride themselves in being self-sufficient. They don't ask for help unless they really need it. On Mars, it's rude to offer help unless you're first asked. Quite the opposite. Venusians don't wait to offer their support. When they love someone, they give in any way they can. They don't wait to be asked. And the more they love someone, the more they give. When a man doesn't readily offer his support to a woman, she mistakenly assumes He doesn't love her. She may even test his love by definitely not asking for his support and waiting for him to offer it. When he doesn't offer to help, she resents him. She doesn't understand that he's waiting to be asked. As we've seen, keeping the score even is important to a man. When a man feels he's given more in a relationship, he'll instinctively begin to ask for more support. He naturally feels more entitled to receive and starts asking for more. On the other hand, when he's given less in a relationship, the last thing he's going to do is ask for more. Instinctively, he'll not ask for support, but will look for ways that he might give more support. When a woman doesn't ask for support, a man mistakenly assumes the score must be even or that he must be giving more. He doesn't know that she's waiting for him to offer his support. This third insight has practical applications, again, for both men and women. For women, remember that a man looks for cues telling him when and how to give more. He waits to be asked. He seems to get the necessary feedback only when she's asking for more or telling him she wants more. In addition, many men just don't know what to do. When she asks, then he knows what to give. Even if a man senses he's giving less, unless she specifically asks for support in the little ways, he may devote even more of his energy to big things like work, thinking that greater success or more money will help. For men, remember that a woman instinctively does not ask for support when she wants it. Instead, she expects you to offer it if you love her. Practice offering to support her in little ways. 4. Venusians say yes, even when the score is uneven. Men don't realize that when they ask for support, a woman will say yes, even if the score is uneven. If they can support their man, they will. The concept of keeping score is not on their mind. Men have to be careful not to ask for too much. If she feels she's giving more than she's getting, then after a while, she'll resent that you don't offer to support her more. Men mistakenly assume that as long as she says yes to his needs and requests, then she's receiving equally what she wants. He mistakenly assumes the score is even when it isn't. I remember taking my wife to the movies about once a week for the first 2 years of our marriage. One day she became furious with me and said, "We always do what you want to do. We never do what I want to do." I was genuinely surprised. I thought that as long as she said yes and continued to say yes to what I wanted, that she was equally happy with the situation. I thought she liked the movies as much as I did. Occasionally, she'd suggest to me that the opera was in town, or that she'd like to go to a symphony. When we drove by the local playhouse, she'd make a remark like, "That looks like fun. Let's see that play." But then later in the week, I'd say, "Let's go to this movie. It's got a great review." And she'd happily say, "Okay." Mistakenly, I got the message that she was as happy as I was about going to the movies. In truth, she was happy to be with me. The movie was certainly okay, but what she wanted was to go to the local cultural events. This is why she kept mentioning them to me. But because she kept saying yes to the movies, I had no idea that she was sacrificing her wants to make me happy. This insight has practical applications for both men and women. For men, remember that if she says yes to your requests, it doesn't mean the score is even. The score may be 20-0 in her mind, and she'll still happily say, "Sure, I'll pick up your clothes at the cleaners," or, "Okay, I'll make that call for you." Agreeing to doing what you want doesn't necessarily mean that it's what she wants. Ask her what she wants to do. Collect information about what she likes, and then offer to take her to those places. That's how you score big points. For women, remember that if you immediately say yes to a man's requests, he gets the idea that he's given more or that the score is at least even. If you're giving more and getting less, stop saying yes to all his requests. Instead, in a graceful way, begin asking him to do more for you. 5. Martians give penalty points. Women don't realize that men give penalty points when they feel unloved and unsupported. When a woman reacts to a man in an untrusting, rejecting, disapproving, or unappreciative way, he gives minus or penalty points. For example, if a man feels hurt or unloved because his wife has failed to appreciate something he's done, he feels justified in taking away the points she's already earned. If she's earned 10 points with him, and then he feels hurt by her, he may react by taking away all of her 10 points. If he's more hurt, he may even give her negative 20. As a result, now she owes him 10 points, when, a minute before, she had 10 points. This is very confusing to a woman. She may have given the equivalent of 30 points, and then in one angry moment, he takes them away. In his mind, he feels justified in not giving anything because she owes him. He thinks it's fair. This may be fair mathematically, but it's not really fair. Penalty points are destructive to relationships. They make a woman feel unappreciated and a man less giving. If he negates in his mind all the loving support she's given, then automatically he loses his motivation to give to her. He becomes passive. This fifth insight has practical applications for both men and women. For men, remember that penalty points are not fair and they don't work. At moments when you feel unloved, offended, or hurt, forgive her and remember all the good she's given rather than penalizing her by negating it all. Instead of punishing her, ask her for the support you want. She'll give it. Respectfully let her know how she's hurt you. Let her know she's hurt you and then give her an opportunity to apologize. Punishment does not work. You'll feel much better by giving her a chance to give you what you need. Remember, she's a Venusian. She doesn't know what you need or how she hurts you. For women, remember that men have this tendency to give penalty points. There are two approaches to protect yourself. The first approach is to recognize that he's wrong in taking away your points. In a respectful way, let him know how you feel. In the next chapter, we'll explore ways to express difficult or negative feelings. The second approach is to recognize he takes away points when he feels unloved and hurt, and he immediately gives them back when he feels loved and supported. As he feels more and more love for the little things he does, he'll gradually give penalty points less and less. Try to understand the different ways he needs love so that he doesn't get hurt as much. When you're able to recognize how he's been hurt, let him know that you're sorry. Most important, then give him the love he didn't get. If he feels unappreciated, give him the appreciation he needs. If he feels rejected or manipulated, give him the acceptance he needs. If he feels mistrusted, give him the trust he needs. If he feels put down, give him the admiration that he needs. If he feels disapproval, give him the approval he needs and deserves. When a man feels loved, he'll quit using penalty points. The most difficult part of the previous process is knowing what hurt him. For the most part, when a man withdraws into his cave, he doesn't know what hurt him. Then when he comes out, he generally doesn't talk about it. How's a woman supposed to know what actually hurts his feelings? Listening to this recording and understanding how men need love differently is a good beginning, and it gives you an edge that women have never known before. The other way a woman can learn what happened is through communication. As I've mentioned before, the more a woman is able to open up and share her feelings in a respectful way, the more a man is able to open up and share his hurt and pain in a respectful way. How men give points. Men give points differently from women. Every time a woman appreciates what a man has done for her, he feels loved and gives her a point in return. To keep the score even in a relationship, a man really doesn't require anything but love. Women don't realize the power of their love, and many times unnecessarily seek to earn a man's love by doing more things for him than he really requires. When a woman appreciates what a man does for her, he gets much of the love he needs. Remember, men primarily need appreciation. Certainly, a man also requires equal participation from a woman in doing the domestic duties of day-to-day life, but if he's not appreciated, then her contribution is nearly meaningless and completely unimportant to him. In a similar way, a woman cannot appreciate the big things a man does for her unless he's also doing the little things. Doing a lot of little things fulfills her primary needs to feel cared for, understood, and respected. A major source of love for a man is the loving reaction that a woman has to his behavior. He has a love tank too, but his is not necessarily filled by what she does for him. Instead, it's mainly filled by how she reacts to him or how she feels about him. When a woman prepares a meal for a man, he gives her 1 point or 10 points, depending upon how she's feeling towards him. If a woman secretly resents a man, a meal she may cook for him will mean very little to him. He may even give her minus points because she was resenting him. The secret to fulfilling a man lies in learning to express your love through your feelings and not necessarily through your actions. Philosophically speaking, when a woman feels loving, her behavior will automatically express that love. When a man expresses himself in loving behavior, automatically his feelings will follow and become more loving. Even if a man is not feeling his love for a woman, he can still decide to do something loving for her. If his offering is received and appreciated, then automatically he'll begin to feel his love again for her. Doing is an excellent way to prime a man's love pump. However, women are very different. A woman generally doesn't feel loved if she doesn't feel cared about, understood, or respected. Making a decision to do something more for her partner will not help her to feel more loving. Instead, it may actually fuel her resentment. When a woman is not feeling her loving feelings, she needs to focus her energies directly on healing her negative feelings and definitely not on doing more for him. A man needs to prioritize loving behavior, for this will ensure that his partner's love needs are met. It will open her heart and thereby also open his heart to feel more loving. A man's heart opens as he succeeds in fulfilling a woman. A woman needs to prioritize loving attitudes and feelings, which will ensure that her partner's love needs are fulfilled. As a woman is able to express loving attitudes and feelings towards a man, he feels motivated to give more. This, then, assists her in opening her heart even more. A woman's heart opens more as she's able to get the support she needs. Women are sometimes unaware of when a man really needs love. At such times, a woman can score 20 to 30 points in one gesture. These are some examples. How women can score big with men. 1. He makes a mistake and she doesn't say, "I told you so," or offer any advice. He gives her 10 or 20 points. 2. He disappoints her and she doesn't punish him. He gives her again 10 or 20 points. 3. He gets lost while driving and she doesn't make a big deal out of it. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 4. He gets lost and she's able to see the good in the situation and says something like, "We would never have seen this beautiful sunset if we'd taken the most direct route." Now he gives her 20 to 30 points. 5. He forgets to pick up something and she says, "It's okay. Would you do it next time you're out?" He gives her 10 to 20 points. 6. He forgets to pick up something again, and she says with trusting patience and persistence, "It's okay. Would you still get it?" He gives her 20 to 30 points. 7. When she's hurt his feelings and she understands his hurt, she apologizes and gives him the love he needs. He gives her 10 to 40 points. 8. She asks for his support and he says no, and she's not hurt by his rejection, but trusts that he would if he could. She doesn't reject him or disapprove of him. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 9. Another time she asks for his support and he again says no. She doesn't make him feel wrong, but accepts his limitations at that time. He gives her 20 to 30 points. 10. She asks for his support without being demanding, when he assumes the score is somewhat even. He gives her 1 to 5 points. 11. She asks for his support without being demanding, even when she's upset and he knows she's been giving more. He gives her 10 to 30 points. 12. When he withdraws and she doesn't make him feel guilty, he gives her 10 to 20 points. 13. When he comes back from his cave, she welcomes him and doesn't punish him or reject him. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 14. When he apologizes for a mistake and she receives it with loving acceptance and forgiveness. The bigger the mistake he makes, the more points he gives. He gives her 10 to 50 points. A little mistake, 10 points. A big mistake, 50 points. 15. When he asks her to do something and she says no without giving him a list of reasons why she can't do it, he gives her 1 to 10 points. 16. When he asks her to do something and she says yes and stays in a good mood, he gives her 1 to 10 points. Remember, in each of these examples, he gives points depending upon her response. 17. When he wants to make up after a fight and starts doing little things for her, and she starts appreciating him again, he gives her 10 to 30 points. 18. She's happy to see him when he gets home. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 19. She feels disapproving, and instead of expressing it, she goes in another room and privately centers herself and then comes back with a more centered and loving heart. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 20. On a special occasion, she overlooks his mistakes that might normally upset her. He gives her 20 to 40 points. 21. She really enjoys having sex with him. He gives her 10 to 40 points, depending upon how much she enjoyed it. 22. He forgets where he puts his keys, and she doesn't look at him as though he was irresponsible. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 23. She's tactful or graceful in expressing her dislike or disappointment about a restaurant or movie when on a date. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 24. She doesn't give advice when he's driving or parking the car and then appreciates him for getting them there. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 25. She asks for his support rather than dwelling on what he's done wrong. He gives her 10 to 20 points. 26. She shares her negative feelings in a centered way without blaming, rejecting, or being disapproving of him. He gives her 10 to 40 points. When a woman can score more points. Each of the previous examples reveals how men score points differently from women. But a woman is not required to do all of the examples. This list reveals those times when he's most vulnerable. If she can be supportive in giving him what he needs, he'll be very generous in giving points. As I mentioned earlier, a woman's ability to give love at difficult times fluctuates like a wave. When a woman's ability to give love is increasing during the upswing of her wave, this is the time when she can score many bonus points. She should not expect herself to be as loving at other times. In a similar way, the list of 101 ways to score points with women doesn't imply that a man should be doing those things all the time. That's simply a list to help men know how they can score points without putting in a lot of energy on the big things. Just as a woman's ability to give love fluctuates, a man's need for love fluctuates as well. In each of the previous examples, there's no fixed amount of how many points a man gives. Instead, there's an approximate range. When his need for her love is greater, he tends to give her more points. For example, if he's made a mistake and feels embarrassed, sorry, or ashamed, then he needs her love more. Therefore, he gives more points if she responds by being supportive. The bigger the mistake, the more points he gives her for her love. If he doesn't receive her love, he tends to give her penalty points according to how much he needed her love. If he feels rejected as a result of a big mistake, he may give a lot of penalty points. What makes men defensive? A man may become so angry at a woman when he's made the mistake and the woman is upset. His upset is proportional to the size of his mistake. A little mistake makes him less defensive, while a big mistake makes him more defensive. Sometimes women wonder why a man doesn't say he's sorry for a big mistake. The answer is he's afraid of not being forgiven. It's too painful to acknowledge that he's failed her in some way. Instead of saying he's sorry, he may become angry with her for being upset and give her penalty points. When a man is in a negative state, if she can treat him like a passing tornado and lie low, after the tornado has passed, he'll give her an abundance of bonus points for not making him wrong or for not trying to change him. If she tries to stop the tornado, it will create havoc, and he'll blame her for interfering. This is a new insight for many women, because on Venus, when someone's upset, the Venusians never ignore her or even consider lying low. Tornadoes don't exist on Venus. When someone's upset, everyone gets involved with one another and tries to understand what's bothering her by asking a lot of questions. But on Mars, when a tornado passes, everyone finds a ditch and lies low. When men give penalty points. It helps greatly when women understand that men score points differently. That men give penalty points is very confusing to women and doesn't make it safe for women to share their feelings. Certainly it'd be wonderful if all men could see how unfair penalty points are and change overnight, but change takes time. What can be reassuring for women, however, is to know that just as a man quickly gives out penalty points, he also takes them back. A man giving penalty points is similar to a woman feeling resentful when she gives more than he does. She subtracts his score from hers and gives him a zero. Ideally, at such times, a man can be understanding that she's sick with the resentment flu and give her some extra love. In a similar way, when a man is giving penalty points, a woman can realize that he has his own version of resentment flu. He just needs some extra love so he can get better. As a result, he immediately gives her bonus points to even the score again. Through learning how to score big with a man, a woman has a new edge in supporting her man when he seems distant or hurt. Instead of doing a lot of little things for him, which is what she would want, she can more successfully focus her energies in giving him what he wants. Remembering our differences. Both men and women can benefit greatly by remembering how differently we keep score. Improving a relationship takes no more energy than we're already expending and doesn't have to be terribly difficult. Relationships are exhausting until we learn how to direct our energy into the ways that our partner can fully appreciate. Chapter 11, How to Communicate Difficult Feelings. When we're upset or disappointed, frustrated or angry, it's difficult to communicate lovingly. When negative emotions come up, we tend to momentarily lose our loving feelings of trust, caring, understanding, acceptance, appreciation, and respect. At such times, even with the best intentions, talking turns into fighting. In the heat of the moment, we don't remember how to communicate in a way that works for our partner or for us. At times like these, women unknowingly tend to blame men and make them feel guilty for their actions. Instead of remembering that her partner's really doing the best he can, a woman tends to assume the worst and sound critical and resentful. When she feels a surge of negative feelings, it's especially difficult for a woman to speak in a trusting, accepting, and appreciative way. She doesn't realize how negative and hurtful her attitude is to her partner, nor does she realize how counterproductive it really is. When men become upset, they tend to become judgmental of women and women's feelings. Instead of remembering that his partner is vulnerable and sensitive, a man tends to forget her needs and sound mean and uncaring. When he feels a surge of negative feelings, it's especially difficult for him to speak in a caring, understanding, and respectful way. He doesn't realize how hurtful his negative attitude is to her. These are the times when talking doesn't work. Fortunately, there's an alternative. Instead of verbally sharing your feelings with your partner, write him or her a letter. Writing letters allows you to listen to your own feelings without worrying about hurting your partner. By freely expressing and listening to your own feelings, you automatically become more centered and loving. As men write letters, they become more caring, understanding, and respectful. As women write letters, they become more trusting, accepting, and appreciative. Writing out your negative feelings is an excellent way to become aware of how unloving you may sound. With this greater awareness and feedback, then you can adjust your approach. In addition, by writing out your negative emotions, their intensity can be released, making room for positive feelings to be felt again. Having become more centered, then you can go to your partner and speak to him or her in a more loving way, a way that's less judgmental or blaming, and they're sure to hear you better. As a result, your chances of being understood and accepted are much greater. Sometimes, after writing your letter, you may no longer feel a need to talk. Instead, you could become inspired to do something loving for your partner. Whether you share your feelings in your letter or you just write a letter to feel better, writing down your feelings is an important tool. Instead of writing down your feelings, you may also choose to do the same process in your mind. Simply refrain from talking and review what happened in your mind. In your imagination, imagine you're saying what you feel, think, and want without editing yourself in any way. By carrying on this inner dialogue, expressing the complete truth about your inner feelings, you'll suddenly become free from their negative grip. Whether you write down your feelings or do it mentally, by exploring, feeling, and expressing your negative feelings, they lose their power and positive feelings reemerge. The love letter technique increases the power and effectiveness of this process tremendously. Although it's a writing technique, it can also be done mentally as well. The love letter technique. One of the best ways to release negativity and then communicate in a more loving fashion is to use the love letter technique. Through writing out your feelings in a particular manner, the negative emotions automatically lessen and the positive feelings increase. The love letter technique enhances the letter writing process. There are three aspects or parts to the love letter technique. 1. Write a love letter expressing your feelings of anger, sadness, fear, regret, and love. 2. Write a response letter expressing what you want to hear from your partner. 3. Share your love letter and response letter with your partner. The love letter technique is quite flexible. You may choose to do all three steps, or you may need to do one or two of them. For example, you might practice steps 1 and 2 in order to feel more centered and loving, and then have a verbal conversation with your partner without being overwhelmed with resentment or blame. Or, after practicing steps 1 and 2, you might just feel more loving, and then you can go and do something more loving for your partner. At other times, you might choose to do all three steps and share your love letter and response letter with your partner. To do all three steps is a powerful and healing experience for both of you. However, sometimes doing all three steps is too time-consuming or inappropriate. In some situations, the most powerful technique is simply to do step 1 and write a love letter. Let's explore a few examples of how to write a love letter. Step 1. Writing a love letter. To write a love letter, find a private spot and write a letter to your partner. In each love letter, express your feelings of anger, sadness, fear, regret, and then love. This format allows you to fully express and understand all of your feelings. As a result of understanding all of your feelings, a shift takes place, and then you're able to communicate to your partner in a more loving and centered way. When we're upset, we generally have many feelings at once. For example, when your partner disappoints you, you may feel angry that he's being insensitive, angry that she's being unappreciative, sad that he's so preoccupied with his work, or sad that she doesn't seem to trust you, afraid that she'll never forgive you, afraid that he doesn't care as much about you, or sorry that you're secretly withholding your love from him or her. But at the same time, you feel love. You love him or her, and you want his or her love and attention. To find our loving feelings, many times we first need to feel all our negative feelings. After expressing these 4 levels of negative feelings, anger, sadness, fear, and regret, we can then fully feel and express our loving feelings. Writing love letters automatically lessens the intensity of our negative feelings and allows us to experience more fully our positive feelings. Here are some guidelines for writing a basic love letter. 1. Address the letter to your partner. Pretend she's listening to you with love and understanding. 2. Start with anger, then sadness, then fear, then regret, and then love. include all five sections in each letter. Those five sections are once again anger, sadness, fear, regret, and then love. Number 3. Write a few sentences about each feeling. Keep each section approximately the same length. Speak in simple terms. 4. After each section, pause and notice the next feeling automatically coming up. Write about that feeling. 5. Don't stop your letter until you get to the love. Be patient and wait for the love to come out. 6. Sign your name at the end. Take a few minutes to think about what you need or want. Write it in a P.S. To make it easier to express your feelings in each of the five sections, I suggest a few helpful lead-in phrases. You can use a few of these lead-in phrases, or you can use all of them. Generally, the most releasing expressions are, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, I want, and I love. However, any phrase that assists you in expressing your feelings will work. It usually takes about 20 minutes to complete a love letter. Now let's explore in greater detail a variety of lead-in phrases that might assist you in expressing your feelings at each of the five levels. To get a sense of how these lead-in phrases work, take a moment to reflect on a situation in your past that was very upsetting to you, maybe to your spouse or to an ex-spouse. Imagine you're back at that time. Imagine using these phrases to bring up some of your feelings and experience how powerful it is to use these lead-in phrases in all five sections of the love letter. Dear so-and-so, and write the date. I'm writing this letter to share my feelings with you. 1. To get in touch with your anger, these phrases can be helpful. I don't like it when. I feel frustrated that. I'm angry that. I feel annoyed. What I really want is. I want. See how those lead-in phrases pull up the feelings? Now take a moment, relax, and feel the sadness underneath. These are some lead-in phrases to help draw out the sadness. I feel disappointed when. I feel sad that. I feel hurt because. I wanted. I want. Now let's explore deeper feelings. Lead-in phrases to help you get in touch with the fears that underlie the sadness and hurt. These are some lead-in phrases to help feel and express your fears. I feel worried when. I'm afraid that. I feel scared because. I don't want. I need. I want. Now take a deep breath and feel deep down inside any regret that you might have and see how these phrases help assist you in getting in touch with those feelings and releasing them. I feel embarrassed when. I'm sorry that. I feel ashamed because I didn't really want. I want what I really want. Having explored these negative feelings, then we get to the fifth level of the love letter. Use these expressions to help get in touch with feelings of love. I love when. I want. I understand that. I forgive. I appreciate. Thank you for. I know. Having resolved your negative feelings with positive feelings, now take a few minutes to write a P.S., a P.S. which expresses the response you'd really love to hear from that person. Maybe it's simply an apology or them thanking you for sharing your feelings and a promise to be better in the future. Here are some typical situations and some sample love letters that will help you understand the technique more fully. A love letter about forgetfulness. When Tom napped longer than he'd planned to and forgot to take his daughter Haley to the dentist, his wife Samantha was furious. Instead of confronting Tom with her anger and disapproval, however, she sat down and wrote the following love letter. Afterwards, she was able to approach Tom in a more centered and accepting way. and yet she was also able to let him know what she wanted. Because she wrote this letter, Samantha didn't feel an urge to lecture or reject her husband.